We're looking at Paul's defense before Governor Felix of Judea, found in Acts chapter 24, verses 10 through 22. Let me pick up again at verse 10 and 11. Paul tells Felix, "I know for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation, so I gladly make my defense. You can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago, I went up to Jerusalem to worship." Now, we noted that Paul is not using the same type of flattery that Tertullus used when he addresses the governor. Paul simply establishes in his own mind that Governor Felix has the authority and the experience to adjudicate his case. He's happy, therefore, to offer his own defense. Now, notice that Paul has not hired an attorney. Could he have done so? Yes. As a Roman citizen, he had the right to hire one. But he doesn't. Now, let me just add something here. Paul does have an advocate with him. You just can't see him. What did Jesus promise his disciples in Luke chapter 12? He said, "When you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how to defend yourself or what to say, for at that time the Holy Spirit will teach you what you should say." I'm completely convinced that the Holy Spirit stood right by Paul as his advocate and gave him the wisdom to defend himself. Paul could be confident in the Spirit to do that for him. Well, after recognizing Felix's authority, Paul launches into what we might see as his real defense. Again, starting at verse 11, he says, "You can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship." Now, we don't need to spend much time on this, but I want to point out a tactic that Paul uses here. When Tertullus charged Paul with sedition, sectarianism, and sacrilege, he told Felix, "By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn the truth about our charges against him." Paul counters this by telling Felix, "You can check my story out yourself and find out that what I am telling you is true." Of course, Felix already had Lysias' letter stating that what the Jews had done, while making himself, of course, look good. That was already in evidence. Paul tells Felix it would be easy for him to verify Paul's presence in Jerusalem some 12 days ago. Nothing hard about that. Notice Paul immediately states the purpose of his travel to Jerusalem. He says it was to worship God. So he is immediately framing the original circumstances, all which Luke's readers know, of course, to be true. So at the end of verse 11, Paul says, "I went up to Jerusalem to worship." He's starting out by addressing the Sanhedrin's accusation that he had gone all over the world stirring up unrest. He says, "I went to Jerusalem to worship." Felix certainly would have known that thousands of Jews went to Jerusalem each year to worship. This was commonplace as Jerusalem was the geographic center of all Jewish worship. So Paul says, "I went to worship, not start a riot." He's referring, of course, to his carrying out the Nazarite vow along with the Messianic Jews that the elders had assigned for this. We wonder if at this point Paul was regretting agreeing to show solidarity with the Messianic leadership by paying the vows for these men. And so at verse 12, Paul says, "My accusers did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple or stirring up a crowd in the synagogue or anywhere else in the city." We'll see what else he has to say next time on Verse by Verse.